Monday, November 28th, 2011, in Oroville, as rain continues to fall intermittently, keeping those red roads moist. Temperature range 23 to 28 degrees, humidity 98%, and the forecast is for rainfall until Wednesday. Featured today is a chat between prospective working committee member Frederick, veteran of governmental groups for years past, and Renew, selection committee member for these very groups. So, here is a prospective member of the new upcoming working committee and a member of the selection committee.
How is it personally for you to be standing there in limbo week after week while the selection committee makes or doesn't make up?
Being in a state of limbo is nothing new after 45 years. I feel very comfortable. Any experience of somebody really goofing up badly, particularly in this kind of jobs. So I think we should forget about the, you know, scrutiny of the personal track record and all this. Let's go ahead with it. It will sort itself out.
But Fred, what do you think about the various allegations against some of these people? Can you truthfully say that they have no validity?
It's like a doctor. When you had an old family doctor, he looked at you and said, you look okay, you go ahead. Now we have all this scrutiny and this high-tech detecting devices, and if you look long enough, everybody is going to be fatally sick. There's not a single person whom you could not construe an allegation against it. And I really find it, it's a bad start. You should just give empowerment, encouragement. We trust you, and that trust makes the people grow. Finished.
That's a good point. Our trust makes them grow. What do you think, Rena?
I think that's in fact exactly what Oroville is about, and I think it's exactly the exciting thing that you can fall and get up again or live so many different lifetimes within this one, and I think that's exactly the accelerated potential that Oroville offers, and it would be foolish to put the brakes on of the normal world, as it were, within reason, obviously, because there's also a little bit sometimes a lack of proper and methodical thinking. But within clear reason, I think everybody should always be given another chance, because that's what Oroville's about.
Just wondering what your thoughts were about the seemingly very strong agendas that some people seem successful in pushing through in spite of the community's feeling.
I think dinosaurs will remain dinosaurs till the very end and will hang on to, and whichever part of one's human nature wants to hang on to the past, let it do so. But it becomes less and less attractive as we move forward, and so that's all it will be. And it doesn't matter, one shouldn't give it more importance than it already has.
I really feel if we were to allow more space for grace, we would really free everybody. Every morning you're innocent. I think we should trust that.
The single most unique thing that we have is free will. And so how we develop that free will, how we choose to exercise it, is exactly what separates this lifetime and the many to come, or the rapid progress that one can make in one lifetime. And so it's the free will, and if you think about what Oroville is, and we talk about goodwill and free will, it's one's free will to actually do something good that I think is our job here.
I think she is right. I mean, they're absolutely right. I feel that there is a chance, and this, what I said in the beginning, this depersonalizing, you give your best. It is not necessarily your own personality, which might be quite crooked, but you open to the job ahead and you give whatever flows through you. And I think we should just empower and trust. This is we can make a. But I think there should be a gentle review committee. After some time, we look, well, is it working out? We shouldn't just. Things should have consequences, but it should not be in terms of scrutiny and policing and what did you do at that time, and let the past be where it belongs, in the past.
Are you looking forward to beginning work with this group?
I think it's an exciting period. A new secretary, next year a new governing board, next year International Advisory Council. We are gearing up. If we have a collective will, we want the city. We can go from first gear into fifth gear right now. And we have to hang on and just move on. I mean, if there is a like in Vipassana, a strong determination. We came here to build her city. Everything will fall into place.
As long as there's cows in that city, it'll be fine with me.
As long as there's what?
Cows.
Cows. Well, they also have to hang on.
A few announcements for Oroville. There's a pressing need to prepare people to become class teachers, and Transition School needs people who would like to join their team as a full-time class teacher. Requirements? Fluency in spoken and written English, and a willingness to undertake a long-term commitment to learning the various skills and dispositions required of a teacher. To assure that the school can continue functioning and at the same time continue to grow and develop, new teachers are needed. Please consider carefully, and if you think you have the qualities needed to teach children and take leadership of a group of children, please consider Transition School. A program is in place for training and integrating new teachers. New people are supported with a mentor and begin with a period of observation and training before entering the classroom. Teaching is a rewarding work. If you would like to learn more about Transition School and the teacher training program, please contact Marie-Françoise at oroville.org.in or Swaha, that's S-W-A-H-A, Swaha at oroville.org.in or Mary at oroville.org.in. And this announcement from B for Oroville Health Services. A long-term care fund is now open in financial service to help for the care of those who can no longer care for themselves due to accident or health issues. This fund is managed by the Oroville Health Services and is part of City Services Accounting. The present health insurance system does not cover this kind of care. Usually family or friends step in to help with long-term care. The first person who would use this fund is a long-time elderly Orovillian whose pension from his government is directly deposited into this account but doesn't quite meet his expenses as he requires 24/7 care. Foreign currency donations need to be made out to Unity Fund and specified long-term care. Contributions in rupees can go directly into the account. The number is 251606. And this little quotation from Bertrand Russell. The whole problem with the world is that fools and fanatics are always so certain of themselves and wiser people so full of doubts. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Marlenka on microphone, today in studio, Miriam and Gilles. Direct your comments and questions to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.